All right. Dr. Gibbs is away from us, so he has selected me to lead us in Greek Club today. So help. I am Will Stelzer, and that is Ben. So he'll be helping us out. And we are in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, starting at verse 17. And it starts off, Ha de curios. Ta pneuma estin, u de ta pneuma kiriu eleutheria. All right, so we have here de, which can be and or can be but here I think it's probably best now. Now the Lord is the Spirit. And then we have a relative adverb, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Or you could say, wherever the Spirit, who is the Lord, is, there is freedom. It's a little ambiguous to you could take the Spirit as the Lord. It's kind of like what the first sentence did. Or you could take it the Spirit of the Lord. Either one. Any questions on that first couple sentences? It's actually pretty easy grammatically, but to make sense out of it is a little more difficult. Okay, keep on going then. Verse 18, Hemes de pantes anakekalumeno prosopo tein doxon kiriu katap tridzomenoi tein autein Econo metamorphumetha apa doxes ace doxon kathaper apa kiriu pneumatos. All right, here we have personal pronoun we, and we all. Now it gets a little bit difficult here. So we have to look for the main verb. Main verb is found a couple lines down in metamorphumetha. We are present passive indicative, we are being changed into, and now we got to look for the direct object, which is directly preceding it. We are being changed into tain autain ekona, the same image. Then we pick up the participle, which precedes that. This word means to contemplate, to look intently, as if you're looking into a mirror. Contemplating the glory of the Lord, and then we have this, the two words preceding that, a perfect passive participle, anakalupto, from anakalupto, and take this as a manner, a participle of functioning. How do we look into the glory of the Lord with an uncovered face? We were talking about the veil in previous verses. So we're picking up on that. And then we can go on. We are being changed. How are we being changed? Apo doxes eis doxon. From glory into glory, which I believe is a construction for progressively more glorious. Kathaper apo kyriou pneumatos. Kathaper could mean just as. Here, I don't know if it's even necessary to translate. Apo kyriou pneumatos, from the Lord, the Spirit. Okay, so how do we take this construction? It's kind of like the same question of the verse 17. Do we want to say from the Lord of the Spirit? Do we want to say from the Spirit of the Lord who is the Spirit, or the Spirit who is the Lord? Given what we've already read, it's kind of difficult to make come down on a decision. If I was being consistent, starting in verse 17, the Lord is the Spirit, it'd probably be easiest to say from the Spirit who is the Lord. But if anybody disagrees with that, I would be open to that for sure. Any questions on that? Verse 18. Okay. We'll start chapter 4 then. Hopefully it gets a little easier. Diat tuto ekontos tein diakonian tautein kathos ele ethemen uk enkakumen. All right, dia tuto. That's on account of this, or because of this, in light of this, ekontos, there's a participle. We could take it as temporal or causal. If it was temporal, it would be because. If it was, temporal would be while. If it was causal, because. While we are having tain diakonian tautain, this ministry, and then we have kathos, which sometimes is just as, here I think we could take it causally, as BDAG recommends, because ele'e'o means to pity or to have mercy, to show mercy. Because we were pitied, because we were shown mercy, uk enkakumen, we do not lose heart. I'm not doing much of the forms, telling you what these forms are, so let me go back. Ekontos, present participle. Ele ethemen, that's a aorist passive, first person plural, from ele'e'o. And then this enkakumen is a present active, first person plural. We do not lose heart. We are not losing heart. Any questions on the forms in that verse right there? Okay. Verse 2. Allah epepametha ta krypta tes aiskunes me peripatuntes in panurgia me de duluntes ton logon tu theu Allah te phanerose tes aletheas sunestantontos he autus pros passan sunedesin anthropon enopion tu theu. A lot there. All right, then we have a strong contrasting word here, Allah, but apepametha. Now, does anybody know the root of that word right there? Get a gold star if you know. If you see inside, it's apon, so you might say, okay, Lego. All right, apa Lego. It's in the middle, aorist middle indicative, and it means to renounce, from apa Lego. We have renounced ta krypta, the hidden things, tes aiskunes, of shame. All right, so the it's a descriptive genitive there. The shameful hidden things. Krypta is in a neuter accusative, plural. Now we pick up the participle. Me peripatuntes. So how should we say that this participle is functioning? Probably manner is the best. How do we renounce these hidden things? By not walking, peripateo is a present active participle. By not walking en panurgia, in craftiness, me de, nor doluntes. There's another present active participle, which means to falsify, dolo'o. Nor by falsifying ton logon, the word of God. But, okay, and this is another way to do manner, is you put it in the dative case. Not by walking in craftiness, nor by falsifying the word of God, but how? By phanerosis, the manifestation, or the making clear, that's a dative case, third declension, phanerosis, by the making clear, tes aletheas, of the truth. Okay, what kind of genitive do you think that would be best classified as? The manifestation or the making clear of truth. Objective, right. Good. We make clear the truth. This is how we renounce the hidden things. Sunistantontes, another participle of manner. Okay. How are we renouncing these hidden things? Commending ourselves, sunistantontes, is a present active participle again. From sunistano, commending ourselves to every synedesis, every conscience. That's another third declension noun, synedesis. of men, that's a gender non-specific, before God. So that was actually pretty sequential. The word order didn't trip us up too much as it did in verse 18, where we had to kind of find the main verb and then look back in order to make sense of it in English. Okay? Any questions on there? All right, seeing none. Verse 3. E de kai estin kekalumenon ta euangelion hemon entois apo luminois estin kekalumenon. All right. But now this kai I take as intensive. It can mean even, not just and, okay? So, but is the de. But even if, then we have this esten from Amy, kekalumenon. Now, what's the subject of the sentence? It's actually after the verb. Ta euangelion hemon. Even if our gospel is kekalumenon from, let's see, what is that from? Kalupto, exactly. Perfect passive participle from kalupto. What do we call this structure with the to-be verb plus a participle? Right. Periphrastic construction. Even if our gospel is hidden, is in a state of being hidden, we could translate that among, tois apolumenois. That's a present middle participle from apolumi. Among the ones who are perishing, okay? In the active, it's to destroy. And in the middle passive, it's one's being destroyed or one's perishing. Among the ones perishing, estin kekalumenon, it's repeated. It is hidden among the ones who are perishing. And ois, among those who, there's a relative pronoun going back to the participle of the ones perishing, among the ones who, ha theos, the God, tu ionos, of the age, of this age, tutu, et tu losen, blinded. That's a omicron contract verb, tuflao, aorist active indicative. Pretty straightforward form right there. Blinded. What did he blind? Ta naemata, the minds of the faithless ones. Adjective that has been substantized by the article. The ones who are faithless. Into es ta me augasai. The minds of the faithless ones. In order that, now we have a infinitive construction. In an infinitive construction, the subject is in what case?
Accusative.
Okay, so we're looking for an accusative that would be the subject of this verb right here. And we find it after the infinitive. Ton fortismon. Okay, and that is basically illumination. The illumination. Okay, so in order that the illumination of what? Now we have a string of genitives, which gets kind of interesting. All right. The illumination of the gospel, of glory, of Christ. Now, how do we make sense of these genitives? Well, I suggest we take tu euangeliou as a subjective genitive, tes doxes as like an adjectival modifying gospel, and tu Christou as an objective genitive, so it sounds something like this. The glorious gospel about Jesus illuminates. Okay, so that's how I'm putting it together. And now, in order that the glorious gospel about Jesus does not shine, we pick up the infinitive again, augasai, from augadzo, aorist infinitive from augadzo. So the God of this age has blinded the minds in order that the illumination of the gospel of the glory of Christ does not shine. Okay, and then we have this hos, which is referring back to Christ, relative pronoun. He who, Christ is the one, who is eikon, an icon, to theou, the icon of God, the image of God. Okay, any questions with that? Okay. Verse 5. Ugar ha'altus kerusamen Allah Yesun Christon Kyrian ha'altus de dulus humon dia Yesun. Okay. For not ourselves. Now, how do I know it's ourselves? Basically, because the subject of the verb is we in the next word. Okay, kerusamen. We preach. We do not preach ourselves, Allah, but what do we preach? We preach Jesus Christ to be Lord. You could take that as a double accusative object complement, or as we discussed in Greek readings yesterday, apposition, accusative of apposition, Jesus Christ, who is the Lord. Or how would we do that? Jesus Christ, the Lord. He'autus. Now, it's kind of elliptical here. We have to provide, we preach. We preach ourselves, another double accusative here. How do we preach ourselves? We preach ourselves to be servants, your servants, humon, dia Yesun, on account of Christ, for Christ's sake. Okay? That was pretty straightforward. Let's go to verse 6, if there's no questions. Hati ha theos. Ha epon ek scotus fos lampse. Os elampsen en tais cardiais hemon pros fotismon tais gnoseos tais doxes tu theu en prosopo Jesu Christu. All right. Hote can introduce a causal clause. All right, because God, now we can supply the copula, supply the to be verb, is the one who has said, okay, that is a aorist active participle from Lego, the one who has said, ek scotus, out of darkness. Anybody know the first principal part, or I mean the first, the nominative case of scotus? Scotos, right. It's a... third declension, and Dr. Shuka calls that one the declension from hell. Right, okay. Out of darkness, false light. Now, lampse comes from lampo. I guess that's where we get the word lamp from. will shine. That's a future tense. The pi has become the psi. All right. So light will shine. Hos. Now, what does the hos refer to? We got to find an antecedent for hos. Light. Well, what's the gender of phos?
Neuter.
So it couldn't be phos, right? So we got to look further back to what? What's masculine and singular that we've already had? Theos, right? Okay. So we find theos. That's who we're talking about. He who has shown in tais cardiais, in our hearts, pros photismon. Here's another verbal noun, the illumination, here we go with another genitive construction, okay, of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So once again, putting that all together, if we take tais gnoseos, what kind of genitive do you think that best serves as? Do we illuminate knowledge? Does knowledge illuminate? Probably best subjective. I mean, I took it as subjective genitive. All right, the knowledge that, the glorious knowledge, once again, glory modifying the knowledge. Glorious knowledge, objective genitive probably for tu theu, about God, illuminates. Okay, illuminates. Where is this illumination found? En prosopo Jesu Christu. In the face of Jesus Christ. Okay?
Good. So, Will, do we have a main verb in verse 6?
In verse 6, yes. Oh, well, let's see here.
Because it depends on where the quote ends. How a poem, ex go to is false, you can end it there.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that right?
I have to. I know, I got you stuck. Yeah, you got me on the spot here, because God. So what is your proposed translation that would work?
Well, it seems like "lance" has to be the main verb, in which case, because God who said out of darkness light, and then we kind of have to supply
light, will
let it shine, and then "lance" then is the main verb. This God who said this will shine.
Okay. I like that. I think you can go, I guess I'll defer to that since I'm on the spot and you're a smart guy. All right, good.
I mean, otherwise we kind of have to take this whole thing as a nominative absolute.
Uh-huh, without a real verb.
Because if Lamsay is included in the quote, because this God who said out of darkness light will shine, who, and then he goes on and on,
mm-hmm.
and says some stuff, and then there's no main verb.
Right. It's both dependent clauses.
It seems to me it would make more sense instead of having the relative hos to just get rid of that.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Ben. It's good. I didn't even pick up on that when I was translating it. Sometimes when we translate, we say, oh, well, you kind of need a main verb, or at least the one that it's implied. But good. Thank you.
Well, Tim just pointed out that one of the variant readings.
Gets rid of the hos. Okay, so that it's no longer dependent and it becomes an independent clause.
Right, so they're taking that, instead of having a relative clause there, they're taking the lamsen within the quote, and then elamsen becomes the main verb.
Okay, good. All right, glad you picked up on that, Tim. Good, all right, let's go to one more verse maybe, verse 7. Ekomen de ton thesauron. Tuton en ostrakinos nois skuasin hina he hyperbole tes dunameos he, or a, I should say, tu theu kai me ex hemon. Now we have, that's about as simple as it gets right there, present active indicative from echo. Now we have the, or this, we could make it a more demonstrative, treasure, thesauron. Oh, actually, it is demonstrative because you got the tuton right there. This treasure in clay vessels, okay? Ostrakinois is the adjective. What declension is skuasin from? Another third declension verb, right. Skuos, nominative form. That's the dative plural from skuos, in clay vessels, in order that, purpose, introducing a purpose clause, the abundance of the power. Now this A, what is that? What mood is that? Subjunctive from Amy, right. That's because of the purpose clause. In order that the abundance of the power be, okay, now where is it coming from? The source, it be from God, Kai, and not from us. And you see how they did it two different ways, meaning the same thing. One time they used the preposition, one time they used the genitive case. So Greek is flexible like that. Nice. Okay, I think that is sufficient for today. Thank you very much for coming. God bless you.